Hi, this is a Boo Review for Moon, the film from director Duncan Jones and starring Sam Rockwell as the main character, Sam Bell. Sam Bell is an astronaut working for Lunar Industries, harvesting helium-3 on the dark side of the moon. There's no direct communication from the moon and Earth. He spends most of his time interacting with a computer called Gertie, who's voiced by Kevin Spacey. Nod to Hal from 2001. Basically, he's been there for 3 years with little human contact, and he's starting to feel as if his mind's drifting away and starting to see hallucinations. He sees an hallucination that results in an accident with one of the harvesters, and he's rendered unconscious. Sam then reawakes in the station, being tended by Gertie, who tells him that a rescue team is going to be coming to the station to clean up the aftermath of the accident. As Sam recuperates, he realises he's been locked inside the station under orders from Lunar Industries, and creates a little bit of sabotage to get himself outside the station. When he goes back to the harvester he crashed, he finds something he would have not expected, which leads him to question his identity, his place on the moon, and what's going on and what's happening as far as Lunar Industries investment there. This film is a great piece of work. It conjures up the same kind of feelings that I got from seeing Alien and Blade Runner and the 70s classic Silent Running with Bruce Dern. The use of models in the special effects adds extra weight and conjures up the kind of space vistas and moon vistas that were first seen in films like 2001. I must also note that the music score by Clint Mansell adds a whole other dimension to the film as you are carried along with Sam's situation. It's a very emotional story. And it is one that, if you have not had a chance to see it yet, I wholeheartedly recommend you see. It will stand up over time and I think will become one of the sci-fi classics in years to come. A great first film from Duncan Jones, and I couldn't recommend it more highly. I'm going to score this 9 out of 10, and it will certainly linger in the memory for some time to come. So definitely one to see at the cinema, and I couldn't recommend it more highly.